Welcome to the Media Line. I'm Charles B. Blazer, Managing Editor, and joining me is Dr. Eldad Pardo, an Iranian Studies Lecturer at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem and Research Director at Impact SE. And the topic, the United States intends to end waivers granted to numerous countries that permitted them to purchase Iranian oil despite renewed American sanctions. Dr. Pardo, how significant is the move and what effect could it have on the Iranian economy?
It will be definitely a very, very effective move. It sends a signal to the Iranian leadership that they must comply with American and international demands. And the demands are basically that Iran should be an independent and extremely thriving country within its borders, with great relations with everybody else. However, without nuclear weapons and without conquering an empire in the Middle East and without conquering Europe and without conquering the rest of the world.
And as the financial spigot closes, do you think that this could in turn have an effect on Iran's regional activities, which you mentioned?
Already, there are significant indicators that Iran finds it more and more difficult to finance activity across the region. On the other hand, we see inside the region itself, Arab nationalism is back on the rise gradually, and also the hope for a democracy. We saw it beginning with the Arab Spring, but it turned into a wave of civil wars. But still, there are a great many people who wish to see the countries independent, Arab, and democratic. The idea of having an occupier that is totalitarian and non-Arab is not extremely popular in the region.
You're referring to Iran in that
region? Of course. Of course. General Hossein Salami is the new commander of Iranian Revolutionary Guards. He said only 2 months ago that their activity across the region has nothing to do with Iranian defense interests or any other interests, but its main resource is jihadi war, very much like ISIS and other jihadi groups. He is now being appointed while we know the commander he replaced had another year to go. So it shows that the Iran supreme leader still continues with this jihadi policy. However, it's much more difficult.
And as the noose continues to tighten around the mullahs' neck, do you think that this could lead to some popular unrest, not unlike we saw earlier this year?
There has been a lot of research, particularly after the Iranian revolution itself, but it's extremely difficult to predict a revolution. However, there will be a point where the regime will have to make a decision. If we look back at Iranian history, there were 3 cases before the revolution that leaders of Iran went all the way to the end of the cliff and then jumped and the regime collapsed. It happened in 1941 with Russian-British invasion. It happened in 1953 with the Mossadegh affair. It happened in 1979 with the Shah. Now, after the revolution, we see that what they tend to do, and this doesn't mean it will happen in the future, but what they tend to do is to go all the way until the very last moment and then declare that they comply. And this happened, for example, in the Iran-Iraq war, that for 8 consecutive years and millions of casualties, a lot of damage, Iran tried to conquer Baghdad in order to continue its jihadi campaign across the Middle East. And only after they understood that this is totally impossible, then they complied. I believe, and I also hope, that this will happen sooner rather than later, that they will save their country and the rest of the Middle East from a confrontation.
Dr. Eldad Pardo, thank you very much for joining the Media Line.
Thank you.
I'm Charles B. Blazer, signing off.